Recorded books and one-click digital present Born on a Tuesday by Elnathan John. Narrated by Corey Allen. A Star Without a Name. Rumi. When a baby is taken from the wet nurse, it easily forgets her and starts eating solid food. Seeds feed a while on ground, then lift up into the sun. So you should taste the filtered light and work your way toward wisdom with no personal covering. That's how you came here, like a star without a name. Move across the night sky with those anonymous lights. Part 1. Bayan Lai. 2003. The boys who sleep under the kuka tree in Bayan Lai like to boast about the people they have killed. I never join in because I have never killed a man. Banda has, but he doesn't like to talk about it. He just smokes wee-wee while we talk over each other's heads. Gobedanisa's voice is always the loudest. He likes to remind everyone of the day he strangled a man. I never interrupt his story, even though I was there with him and saw what happened. Gobedanisa and I had gone into the Lumbu to steal sweet potatoes, but the farmer had surprised us while we were there. As he chased us, swearing to kill us if he caught us, he fell into a bush trap for antelopes. Gobedanisa did not touch him. We just stood by and watched as he struggled and struggled, and then stopped struggling. I don't care that Gobedanisa lies about it, but sometimes I just want to ask him to shut up. The way he talks about killing, you would think he would get Aljana for it, that Allah would reserve the best spot for him. I know why he talks like that. He tells it to keep the smaller boys in awe of him and to make them fear him. His face is a map of scars, the most prominent being a thin long one that stretches from the right side of his mouth up to his right ear. Those of us who have been here longer know he got that scar the day he tried to fight Banda. No one who knows Banda fights Banda. You are looking to get killed if you do. I can't remember what led to the quarrel. I arrived to hear Banda screaming, "Stay out of my business!" Banda never shouts, so I knew this was not a small matter. Gobedanisa must have smoked a lot of the wee-wee Banda gave him. He uttered the unforgivable insult, "Gindim Mamanka, your mother's cunt." Banda was bigger than him and had a talisman and 3 amulets on his right arm for knives and arrows. Nothing made of metal could pierce him. As Gobedanisa insulted Banda's mother, Banda dropped from the guava tree branch he was sitting on and punched him right in the mouth. He was wearing his rusty ring with the sharp edges. Gobedanisa's mouth started bleeding. He picked up a wooden plank and rammed it into Banda's back. Banda looked back and walked off to the tree. But Gobedanisa was looking for glory. Whoever could break Banda would be feared by the rest of us. We would follow that one. He picked a 2nd plank and aimed for Banda's head, but Banda turned quickly and blocked the blow with his right arm. The plank broke in 2. Gobedanisa lunged with his bloodied hands and hit Banda on the jaw. Banda didn't flinch. No one separates fights in Bayan Lai, except if someone is about to be killed or if the fight is really unfair. Sometimes even then, we just let it go on, because no one dies unless it is Allah's will. Banda grabbed Gobedanisa by the shirt, punched him 2 in the face, and twisted his right arm, which was reaching for a knife in his pocket. He pinned Gobedanisa to the ground and with his right fist made a long tear across his cheek. No one holds a grudge in Bayan Lai. Gobedanisa still has his scar, but he follows Banda and does what Banda says. Everything that happens is Allah's will, so why should anyone keep a grudge? I like Banda because he is generous with his wee-wee. He doesn't like the way I tell...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?